Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you really need to see your healthcare provider. Today, let's talk about summertime grilling because we still have about 1 month of summer left. Now, incorrectly grilling meats may actually increase your cancer risk, and I don't think most people know that. High heat when you're grilling can cause the muscle meat, such as red meat, poultry, game, and fish, to increase your risk of breast cancer, colon, stomach, and prostate cancer. The American Institute of Cancer Research, however, has some really great grill safety guidelines, and I want to just run a few of these by for you, so you can take advantage of them throughout August. First, if you're marinating your meats, you want to make sure that they marinate for a safe period of time in the refrigerator so bacteria doesn't get going. And it actually can provide a little buffer with the heat temperature and the muscle meat. So that can protect you from developing cancer. Pre-cook the meats in the oven or the microwave. That means you're not grilling them for quite so long and there's less chance of burning them. You want to have your portions, the cuts of meat, really small so that there's a shorter time on the grill. And, of course, trim off that fat. It's not great for your heart anyways, but once you have the fat drippings, it causes some flare-ups, some little fire going on, if you will, and burning the meat is harmful in the cancer arena. And then flip the meat often. That reduces the formation of substances that cause cancer on the skin of the meat and avoid charring or burning the meat. Well, you know, another angle to this is to just eat less red meat and to grill more vegetables and fruits, and then you don't even have to worry about that cancer risk. Now, it's really easy to make a marinade to coat your meat, poultry, and fish before grilling. It does provide that barrier and prevent the formation of harmful substances that cause cancer. So you're always going to need a little bit of an acidic ingredient like a citrus juice or vinegar or wine or tomato juice. Add some flavor with lots of herbs and spices and maybe a little bit of olive or canola oil too. Allow about half a cup of a marinade for 1 pound of meat. Make sure it's thoroughly coating all the surfaces, so it's great to use a resealable bag. You can put your marinade and the meat in there and just flip it in the refrigerator several times. You'll find some great information on reducing your cancer risk, but especially with summertime grilling, at the American Institute of Cancer Research website, and that is AICR.org. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. And I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. So until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.